Blog Talk Radio.
Shall have slain one another,
and they shall have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them under the hills of the earth for 70 generations, till the day of their judgment and of their end, till the last judgment has been passed for all eternity. And in those days they will be led to the abyss of fire, in torture and in prison. They will be locked for all eternity. And then he will burn and be destroyed. They will be burned together from now on to the end of all generations, and destroy all souls of lust and the children of the watchers, because they have oppressed mankind. Destroy all oppression from the face of the earth, and all wicked deeds shall cease, and the plant of justice and righteousness shall appear, and deeds will become a blessing. Justice and righteousness will be planted in joy forever. Then all the just will bend the knee, and they will remain alive till they beget 1,000 children, and they will complete all the days of their youth and their Sabbath in peace. And in those days the whole earth will be worked in justice, and all will be planted with trees and will be full of blessings. And all the trees of desire will be planted on it, and vines will be planted on it. The vine planted on it will bear fruit in abundance, and of all the seeds sown on it, one measure will bear 10,000, and one measure of olives will make 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth of all oppression, and all injustice, and all sin, and all wickedness, and all uncleanness, which are produced on the earth. Eradicate them from the earth. And all the children of men shall become just, and all the nations shall worship me as God. Bless, and all will worship me. And the earth will be cleansed of all corruption, and all sin, and all punishment, and all torment. And I will never again send a flood upon it from generation to generation to eternity. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the storerooms of blessings, which are in heaven, in order to bring them down upon the earth, upon the deeds and labor of the children of men. Peace and rectitude will become associates in all the days of the world, and in all the generations of the world. Section 3, Chapter 12. And previous to all these things, Enoch was hidden, and not one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he was, and what had become of him. And all his deeds were with the holy ones, and with the watchers in his days. And I, Enoch, was praising the great Lord, and the King of the world. And behold, the watchers called to me, Enoch, the scribe, and said to me, Enoch, thou scribe of justice, go, announce to the watchers of heaven, who have left the high heaven and the holy, eternal place, and have contaminated themselves with women, and have done as the children of men do, and have taken to themselves wives, and are contaminated in great contamination upon the earth. But upon earth they shall have no peace, nor forgiveness of sin, or they will not enjoy their children. They will see the murder of their beloved ones, and they will lament over the destruction of their children, and will petition to eternity, but mercy and will not be unto them. Chapter 13. And Enoch, departing, said to Azazel, thou wilt have no peace, a great condemnation has come upon thee, and he will bind thee, and alleviation and intercession and mercy will not be unto thee, because thou hast taught oppression, and because of all the deeds of abuse, oppression, and sin which thou hast showed to the children of men. And then going, I spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, fear and trembling seized them, and they asked me to write a memorial petition for them, that they thereby might attain forgiveness, and to carry their memorial petition before God into heaven, for they could not, from now on, speak with him, nor could they raise their eyes towards heaven from shame on account. account of their sins for which they were being punished. And then I wrote this memorial petition and prayed with reference to their souls and for each of their deeds and for that which they had asked of me, that they thereby might obtain forgiveness and patience. And going, I sat down near the waters of Dan in Dan, which is to the right of the evening side of Hermon, and read their memorial petition till I fell asleep. Behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell upon me, and I saw the vision of chastisement to show to the sons of heaven and to upbraid them. And having become awake, I went to them, and they were all sitting assembled, lamenting at Ubleziel, which is between the Lebanon and the Senesseir, with their faces covered. And I related before them all the visions that I had seen in my sleep, and commenced to speak those words of justice, and to upbraid the watchmen of heaven. Chapter 14. This writing is the word of justice and the admonition of the watchers who are from eternity, as the Holy and Great One commanded it in this vision. I saw in my sleep what I now will relate with a tongue of flesh and with my breath, which the Great One has given to the mouth of men, that they might converse with it and understand it in their hearts. As he has created and given to men the power to understand the word of knowledge, thus also he has created me and given me the power to upbraid the watchers, the sons of heaven. I have written your petition, and in my vision it appeared to me thus: petition will not be granted in all the days of the world, and that judgment has been passed over you, and nothing will be granted unto you. And from now on ye will not ascend into heaven to all eternity. And upon earth it has been decreed, they shall bind you for all the days of the world. But before this ye will have seen the destruction of your beloved children, and ye will not be able to possess them, but they shall fall before you by the sword. Your petition for them will not be granted unto you, nor the one for yourselves. And while ye are weeping and praying, ye cannot speak a single word from the writing which I have written. And the vision appeared to me thus: behold, clouds in the vision invited me, and a fog invited me. And the course of the stars and lightning drove and pressed me, and the winds in the vision gave me wings and drove me. And they lifted me up into heaven. And I went till I approached near a wall which was built of crystals, and a tongue of fire surrounded it, and it began to cause me to fear. And I went into the tongue of fire and approached near to a large house, which was built of crystals, and the walls of this house were like a floor inlaid with crystals, and the groundwork was of crystals. The ceiling was like the course of the stars and of the lightning, and cherubim of fire were between them, and their heaven was water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its doors burned with fire. And I went into this house, and it was hot like fire and cold like ice. And there was nothing pleasant, and no life in it. Fear covered me, and trembling seized me. And as I was shaking and trembling, I fell down on my face and saw in a vision. And behold, there was a second house, larger than the other, all whose doors stood open before me, and it was built with a tongue of fire. And in all things it excelled in grandeur and magnificence and size, so that I cannot describe to you its magnificence and its size. Its floor was fire, and above it was lightning, and the course of the stars, and its ceiling was also a flaming fire. And I looked and saw therein a high throne. Its appearance was like a hoar frost, and its circuit was like a shining sun and voices of the cherubim. And from under the great throne came streams of flaming fire, and it was impossible to look at. And he who is great in majesty sat thereon. His garment shone more brilliantly than the sun, and was whiter than any hail. none of the angels were able to enter, nor any flesh to look upon the form of the face of the majestic and honored one.
These are the fallen angels. Angels are still that went down and had sex with women. These were the angels that God had chastised for them not being right toward God. So what I'm saying tonight, this is Bible class night, and I want to talk about what's going on. And we're talking about black magic versus white magic. These are the fallen angels. I want you to be very clear. These are angels that came down and had sex with women. And out of the relationship from the sex with these angels came giants. That's where all the giants come from. And the giants had sex with humans. That's where evil people come from. And in the book of Enoch, it's talking about how God, the angels could not look on God. These angels come from heaven. They could not look on God. They was cursed. And God put them in a special place. Now, if God made angels and cursed them because they have disobeyed and lost this evil tongue of what's going on in this world is evil that's happening to us today. I say. Now, I want to say this tonight. This is Bible class night. And I want you to get a good understanding of God chastising angels. Michael and Raphael is the angel God had to let them go and chastise the other angels. The other angel was begging for God to deliver them. God didn't want to talk to them. He didn't want to mess with them. So what I'm saying tonight in Bible class, Exodus 23:14, where the angels came, those angels from God, angels always from God, but 200 angels, Pearl, came down and they defied. They didn't do what God told them to do. They had sex with women from the earth. They didn't supposed to do that. And they had babies. And the women that had babies were giants. That's where the giants come from. And they found bones of giants. Them giants were 9 and 10 feet tall. And the giants were so corrupt, they started eating flesh and drinking human blood. And they started having sex with animals. And the angels and the giants died out. But the sex the angels were having with humans, children from them was evil. And God called them bastard children. And he told the angel, Michael, make sure they all die out where justice and equality can come. So it's important to know from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, that God has always chastised those that was in the wrong. Right now, we're dealing with witchcraft and evil by men that are fought in the evil, and the atmosphere that they create is evil. Now, what that really means to us tonight, that means that we have people practicing white magic. Yeah, white magic. White magic is to kill you. White magic is to bind you. It's to take your mind. And it's white magic. And these angels, these fallen angels, was teaching white magic to the European people. And what they did, they took this magic and put this magic and used it on black folks. Our ancestors in the spirit world already know what happened. When I was in the spirit world last night, I seen several people came. Pearl, your mother came, and she told your husband to sit down and told Sarah to sit down. And the people she depended on was Pearl and Mary to bring the family together. Not the, not your personal family, the whole family need to plan a dinner or something to stay together. And everybody out the family, y'all need to bring them back in the family. I mean, you might not want to do that, but you have to do that. We're going back to where the Enoch, God is chastising Enoch and telling him what to do.
Fire, a flaming fire, was around him, and a great fire stood before him, and none of those who were around him could approach him. 10,000 times, 10,000 were before him, but he required not any holy counsel. And the holy ones who were near him did not leave day or night, nor did they depart from him. And I had so long a veil upon my face, and I trembled, and the Lord called me with his own voice and said to me, Come hither, Enoch, and to my holy word. And he caused me to arise, and I went to the door, but I bent my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and spoke to me with his word, Hear, and fear not, Enoch, thou just man and scribe of justice. Approach hither and hear my words, and go, say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee, that thou shouldst petition for them. Ye should petition for men, and not men for you. Why have ye left the high, holy, and everlasting heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughter of men, and taken wives unto yourselves, and acted like the children of earth, and begotten giants as sons, while ye were spiritual, holy, having eternal life? Ye defiled yourselves with women, and with the blood of flesh have begotten children, and have lusted after the blood of men, and have produced flesh and blood, as they produce who die and are destroyed. Therefore, I have given them wives that they might impregnate them, and children be born by them, as it is done on earth. Ye were formerly spiritual, living an eternal life without death to all the generations of the world. Therefore, I have not made for you any wives, for spiritual beings have their home in heaven. And now the giants, who have been begotten from body and flesh, will be called evil spirits on earth, and their dwelling places will be upon the earth. Evil spirits proceed from their bodies, because they are created from above, their beginning and first basis being from the holy watchers. They will be evil spirits upon the earth, and will be called evil spirits. But the spirits of heaven have their dwelling places in heaven, and the spirits of the earth, who were born on the earth, have their dwelling places on earth. And the spirits of the giants, who cast themselves upon the clouds, will be destroyed and fall, and will battle and cause destruction on the earth, and do evil. They will take no kind of food, nor will they become thirsty, and they will be invisible. And these spirits will not rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them in the days of murder and destruction. Chapter 16. And at the death of the giants, when the spirits have proceeded from their bodies, their flesh shall decay without judgment. Thus they shall be destroyed till that day when the great judgment over all the great world shall be completed over the watchers and the impious. And now to the watchers who have sent thee, that thou shouldst petition for them who were formerly in heaven, say, Ye have been in heaven, and though the secrets were not yet revealed to you, still ye knew illegitimate mysteries, and these ye have, in the hardness of your hearts, related to the women. And through these mysteries women and men increase wickedness over the earth. Tell them, therefore, ye have no peace. Section 4. Chapter 17. And they took me to a place where there were images like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared like men. And he led me to the place of the whirlwind, and on a hill, the point of whose summit reached to heaven, and I saw shining places, and the thunder at the ends thereof, in the depths thereof a bow of fire, and arrows, and their quiver, and a sword of fire, and all lightning. And they took me to the so-called water of life, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, whose fire flows like water, and is emptied into a great sea, which is towards the west. And I saw all the great rivers, and came to a great darkness, and went where all flesh wanders. And I saw the mountains of the black clouds of winter, and the place whither all the waters of the deep flow. And I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. Chapter 18. And I saw the repositories of all the winds, and I saw how he had ornamented all the creation and the foundations of the earth with them. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth, and I saw the four winds which support the earth and the firmament of the heavens. And I saw how the winds expand the heights of the heavens, and they remain between heaven and earth, and they are pillars of heaven. And I saw the winds which turn the heavens, which lead down the course of the sun and of all the stars. And I saw the winds upon the earth which carry the clouds, and I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heavens above, and I proceeded towards the south, and it burns day and night, there where seven hills of precious stones are, three towards the east, three towards the south. But of those towards the east, one of colored stone, one of pearls, and one of antimony, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached up to heaven, like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne of sapphire. And I saw a burning fire, which was in all the hills. And there I saw a place beyond the great earth. There the waters collected. And I saw a great abyss in the earth, with columns of heavenly fire, and I saw among them columns of heavenly fire, which fall, and are without number, either towards the height or towards the depth. And over that abyss I saw a place which had no firmament of heaven above it, and no foundation of earth beneath it, and no water above it, and no birds upon it. It was a void place. And there I saw a terrible thing, seven stars, like great burning mountains, and like spirits that petitioned me. The angel said, "This is the place of the consummation of heaven and earth. It is a prison for the stars of heaven and for the host of heaven. And the stars that roll over the fire are they who have transgressed the command of God before their rising, because they did not come forth in their time. And he was enraged at them and bound them till the time of the consummation of their sins in the year of the mystery." Chapter 19. And Uriel said to me, "Here will stand the souls of those angels who have united themselves with women, and having assumed many different forms, have contaminated mankind, and have led them astray, so that they brought offerings to the demons as to gods, namely, on the day when the great judgment, on which they will be judged, shall be consummated. And their women, having led astray the angels of heaven, will be like their friends. And I, Enoch, alone saw this vision, the ends of all, and no man has seen them as I have seen them." Chapter 20. And these are the names of the holy angels who watch: Uriel, one of the holy angels, the angel of thunder and trembling; Raphael, one of the holy angels, the angel of the spirits of men; Raguel, one of the holy angels, who takes vengeance on the earth and the luminaries; Michael, one of the holy angels, namely, set over the best portion of men, over the people, the Raphael, one of the holy angels, who is over the spirits of the children of men and who induced the spirits to sin. Gabriel, one of the holy angels, who is over the serpents and over the paradise and the cherubim. Chapter 21. And I went around to a place where not one thing took place, and I saw there something terrible, no high heavens, no founded earth, but a void place, awful and terrible. And there I saw seven stars of heaven tied together to it, like great mountains, and flaming as if by fire. At that time I said, on account of what sin are these bound, and why have they been cast hither? And then answered Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, conducting me, and said to me, Enoch, concerning what dost thou ask, and concerning what dost thou inquire, and ask, and art anxious, these are of the stars who have transgressed the command of God, the highest, and are bound here till 10,000 worlds. The number of the days of their sins shall have been consummated. And from there I went to another place which was still more terrible than the former, and I saw a terrible thing. And great fire was there which burned and flickered and appeared in sections, and it was bounded by a complete abyss. Great columns of fire were allowed to fall into it. Its extent and size I could not see, and I was unable to see its origin. At that time I said, how terrible this place is, and painful to look at. At that time answered Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me. He answered and said to me, Enoch, why such fear and terror in thee concerning this terrible place, and in the presence of this pain? And he said to me, this is the prison of the angels, and here they are held to eternity. Section 5, Chapter 22. And from here I went to another place, and he showed me in the west a great and high mountain chain, and hard rocks, and four beautiful places. And beneath them there were places deep and broad and entirely smooth, as smooth as if a thing were rolled, and deep and dark to look at. And this time Raphael, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered and said to me, these beautiful places are intended for this, that upon them may be assembled the spirits, the souls of the dead. They have been created, that here all the souls of the sons of men might be assembled. These places have been made their dwellings to the day of their judgment, and to their fixed period, and this period is long, till the great judgment will come over them. And I saw the spirits of the children of men who had died, and their voices reached up to heaven and lamented. At that time I asked the angel Raphael, who was with me, and said to him, whose soul is that one whose voice thus reaches to heaven and laments? And he answered and said to me, saying, that is the spirit that proceeded from Abel, whom his brother Cain slew, and it laments on his account till his seed be destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed disappear from among the seed of men. And at that time I therefore asked concerning him, and concerning the judgment of all, and said, why is one separated from the other? And he answered and said to me, these three apartments are made in order to separate the souls of the dead, and thus are the souls of the just liberated. There is a spring of water, above it light. And thus also is one such apartment made for the sinners when they die, and are buried in the earth, without a judgment having been passed upon them during their lives. Here their souls are separated in this great affliction until the great day of judgment, and punishment and affliction upon the revilers to eternity, and the vengeance for their souls, and here he binds them to eternity. And if it was before eternity, then this apartment has been made for the souls of those who lament, and those who reveal their destruction when they were killed in the days of the sinners. And thus it has been created for the souls of men who were not just, but sinners, who were complete in their crimes, and they will be with criminals like themselves. But their souls will not be killed on the day of judgment, and will not be taken from here. At that time I blessed the Lord of glory and said, Blessed is my Lord, the Lord of glory and of justice, who rules all things to eternity. Chapter 23. And from there I went to another place towards the west, and to the ends of the earth. And I saw a flaming fire, which ran without resting, and did not cease from its course day or night, but continued regularly. And I asked, saying, What is that which has no rest? At that time answered Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said to me, That burning fire which thou seest running towards the west is the fire of all the luminaries of heaven. Chapter 24. And from there I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain chain of fire which flamed day and night, and I went towards it, and saw seven magnificent mountains, each one different from the other, and magnificent and beautiful rocks, everything magnificent and fine in appearance and a beautiful surface, three towards the east, one founded upon the other, and three towards the south, one founded upon the other, and ravines deep and winding, not one joining with the other. And the seventh hill was between these, and in their heights they were all like the seats of a throne and surrounded with fragrant trees. And among them was a tree such as I had never smelt before, neither among these nor among others, nor was there a fragrance like it. Its leaves and buds and wood do not wither in eternity. Its fruit is beautiful, like the fruit of the vine and the palm tree. And at that time I said, Behold, this is a beautiful tree and beautiful to look at, and its leaves are fair, and its fruit very pleasant to the eye. At that time answered Michael, one of the holy and honored angels who was with me, who was over them. Chapter 25. And he said to me, Enoch, what dost thou ask me concerning the fragrance of this tree, and dost to know? Then I, Enoch, answered him, saying, Concerning all things I desire to know, but especially concerning this tree. And he answered me, saying, This high mountain which thou hast seen, whose summit is like the throne of God, is the throne where the holy and great God of glory, the eternal King, will sit when he shall descend to visit the earth with goodness. And this tree of beautiful fragrance cannot be touched by any flesh until the time of the great judgment, when all things will be atoned for and consummated for eternity. This will be given to the just and humble. From its fruits, life will be given to the chosen. It will be planted towards the north, in a holy place, towards the house of the Lord, the eternal King. Then they will rejoice greatly and be glad in the Holy One. They will let its fragrance enter their members and live a long life upon the earth as thy fathers lived. And in their days no sorrow or sickness or trouble or affliction will touch them. Then I blessed the Lord of glory, the eternal King, because he had prepared such for the just men and had created such and said he would give it to them. Chapter 26. And from here I went to the middle of the earth, and saw a place, blessed and fruitful, where there were branches which rooted in and sprouted out of a tree that was cut. And here I saw a holy mountain, and beneath the mountain, towards the east, water which flowed towards the south. And I saw towards the east another mountain of the same height, and between them a deep valley, but not broad. Therein also water flowed along the mountain, and towards the west of this was another mountain, lower than the former, not high, and below, between them a valley, and other deep and sterile valleys were at the end of the three and all the valleys were deep and not broad of hard rock, and trees were planted upon them. And I was astonished on account of the rocks, and was astonished on account of the valley, and was very much astonished. Chapter 27. Then I said, for what purpose is this blessed land, which is entirely filled with trees, and this cursed valley between them? Then answered Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said to me, this cursed valley is for those who will be cursed to eternity, and here will be assembled all those who have spoken with their mouths unseemly words against God, and speak insolently of his glory. Here they will be assembled, and here will be their judgment. And in the latter days there will be the spectacle of a just judgment upon them in the presence of just eternity forever. For this reason, they who have found mercy will bless the Lord of glory, the eternal King. And in the days of their judgment they will bless him for his mercy, according to which he has assigned them their lot. Then I blessed the Lord of glory, and spoke to him, and remembered his greatness, as it is fitting. Chapter 28. And from here I went towards the east, into the midst of the mountains of the desert, and saw only a plain. But it was filled with trees of the seed, and water dropped down over it from above. It was seen that the water which it sucked up was strong, as towards the north, so towards the west, and as in all places, so water and dew also ascended from here. Chapter 29. And I went to another place, away from the desert, approaching the east of the mountains, and there I saw trees of judgment, especially those that emitted the fragrance of frankincense and myrrh, and they were not like ordinary trees. Chapter 30. And above, over these, over the eastern mountain, not far off, I saw another place, valleys with water that does not dry up. And I saw a beautiful tree, and its fragrance was like that of a mastic. And along the edges of these valleys, I saw fragrance cinnamon, and I advanced over these towards the east. Chapter 31. And I saw another mountain in which were trees, from which water flowed, and it flowed like nectar, which is called Sirira and Galbana. And over this mountain I saw another mountain on which were aloe trees, and these trees were full of hard substance like almonds, and in taking that fruit it was better than all the others. Chapter 32. And after these odors, as I looked towards the north, over the mountains, I saw seven mountains full of pleasant nard, and fragrant trees, and cinnamon, and pepper. And from here I went over the summits of those mountains, far towards the east, and passed far above the Erythraean Sea, and went far from it, and passed over the angels of hell. And I came into the garden of justice, and I saw the mingled diversity of those trees. Many and large trees are planted there, of attractive beauty, and large, and beautiful, and magnificent. Also the tree of wisdom. Eating of it, one learns great wisdom. It is like the carob tree. Its fruit is like the grape, very good. The fragrance of this tree goes out and is spread far. And I said, this tree is beautiful. How beautiful and pleasant to look at. Then the holy angel Uriel, who was with me, answered and said to me, this is the tree of wisdom, from which thy old father and thy aged mother, who were before thee, ate, and they learned wisdom, and their eyes were opened, and they learned that they were naked and were driven out of the garden. Chapter 33. And from here I went to the ends of the earth and saw great animals there, and one differed from the other, and the birds differed as to their appearance. Their beauty and voices, one differed from the other. And to the east of these animals I saw the ends of the earth, where the heavens rest, and the portals of the heavens open. And I saw where the stars come out from heaven, and I counted the portals out of which they come, and I wrote down all their outlets, each one according to their number and their names, their connections and their positions and their times and their months, as the angel Uriel, who was with me, showed them to me. He showed all things to me and wrote them down for me. Also their names he wrote for me, and their laws and their deeds. Chapter 34. And from here I went towards the north, to the ends of the earth, and there I saw a great and magnificent wonder at the ends of the whole earth. There I saw three portals of heaven open in the heavens. From each of them proceed north winds. When one of them blows, there is cold, hail, frost, snow, dew, and rain. And out of one of the portals, it blows for good. But when it blows from the two other portals, it blows with power, and there is misfortune upon the earth, and they blow with great power. Chapter 35. And from here I went towards the west, to the ends of the earth, and saw there three open portals, as I had seen in the east, similar portals and similar outlets. Chapter 36. And from here I went towards the south, to the ends of the south, and there I saw three open portals of heaven. Out of them come the south wind and dew and rain and wind. And from here I went towards the east to the ends of the heavens, and there I saw the three portals of heaven open towards the east, and over them small portals. Through each of these small portals the stars of the heavens come and go every evening on the path which is shown for them. And as I looked, I blessed, and thus each time I blessed the Lord of glory, who had made the great and glorious wonders to show the greatness of his work to the angels and to the souls of men, that they might praise his work, and that all his...
Michael's has bubble deals for Mother's Day. Paint her a picture on canvas. Frame her favorite memories, and save 50% on...
Creatures might see the works of his might, and praise the great work of his hand, and bless him to eternity. Section 6, Chapter 37. The second vision of wisdom which Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalaleel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, saw. And this is the beginning of the words of wisdom which I commenced to speak and to relate to those who dwell on the earth. Hear, ancestors and see, descendants, the holy words which I will speak before the Lord of the spirits. It is proper to name the former first, but from the descendants too, we will not keep back the beginning of wisdom. And up to the present time, there was not given from before the Lord of the spirits the wisdom which I have received according to my knowledge, according to the pleasure of the Lord of the spirits, by whom the portion of life everlasting was given to me. Three parables were given to me, and I commenced to relate them to those who dwell on the earth. Section 7, Chapter 38, First Parable. When the congregation of the just shall appear, and the sinners are condemned because of their sins, and expelled from the face of the earth, and when the just one shall appear in the presence of the just who are chosen, whose deeds hang on the Lord of the spirits, and the light shall appear to the just and to the chosen who dwell on the earth, where will be the habitation of the sinners, and where the resting places of those who have denied the Lord of the spirits? It were better had they not been born, and when the secrets of the just shall be revealed, then the sinners will be judged, and the impious will be expelled from the presence of the just and chosen. And from that time, those who hold the earth will not be powerful and exalted, nor will they be able to behold the face of the just. But the light of the Lord of the spirits is seen on the face of the holy and just and chosen. And the mighty kings will perish at that time, and will be given over into the hands of the just and holy. And from that time on, No one can ask for mercy from the Lord of the Spirits, for their lives have ended. Chapter 39. And it will come to pass in these days that the chosen and holy children will descend from the high heavens, and their seed will become one with the children of men. In those days Enoch received books of zeal and of anger, and books of disturbance and of expulsion, and mercy will not be upon them, said the Lord of the Spirits. And at that time a cloud and a whirlwind seized me from the face of the earth and carried me to the end of the heavens. And here I saw another vision, the dwellings of the just and the resting places of the holy. Here my eyes saw their dwellings with the angels and their resting places with the holy. And they asked and petitioned and prayed in behalf of the children of men. And justice like water flowed before them, and mercy like dew on the earth. It is among them to all eternity. And in those days my eyes saw the place of the chosen of justice and of faith, and how justice will be in their days, and the just and chosen without number for him to all eternity. And I saw their dwelling under the wings of the Lord of the Spirits, and all the just and chosen before him are ornamented as with the light of fire, and their mouths are full of blessings, and their lips praise the name of the Lord of the Spirits, and justice before him will not cease. Here I desired to dwell, and my soul longed for this place. Here my portion has been before, for such is established concerning me before the Lord of the Spirits. And in those days I blessed and exalted the name of the Lord of the Spirits with blessings and praise, for he has strengthened me in blessings and praise according to the will of the Lord of the Spirits. For a long my eyes looked at this place, and I blessed him, saying, bless him, and let him be blessed from the beginning and to eternity. Before him there is no ceasing. He knows, before the world was created, what the world is and will be from generation to generation. Thee they praise who do not sleep. They stand before thy glory and bless and glorify and exalt you, saying, Holy, 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 the Lord of the spirits fills the earth with spirits. And here my eyes saw all those who do not sleep standing before him and blessing him, and they say, Blessed art thou, and blessed the name of the Lord to all eternity. And my face was changed until I could see no more. Chapter 40. And after that I saw 1,000 times 1,000 and 10,000 times 10,000 beings, an innumerable and immense multitude, who stood before the glory of the Lord of the spirits. I looked, and on the four sides of the Lord of the spirits I saw four faces, different from those standing, and I learned their names, which the angel who came with me announced as their names to me, and showed me all the secrets. And I heard the voices of those four faces as they blessed before the Lord of glory. The first voice blessed the Lord of the spirits to all eternity. And I heard the second voice praising the chosen one and the chosen ones who hang on the Lord of the spirits. And I heard the third voice asking and praying for those who dwell on the earth and petitioning in the name of the Lord of the spirits. And I heard the fourth voice keeping off the Satans and not allowing them to come before the Lord of the spirits and accuse those who dwell on the earth. After that, I asked the angel of peace who went with me, who showed me all things that were hidden, and said to him, Who are these four faces that I see, and whose voices I hear and have written them down? And he said to me, The first is the holy Michael, merciful, slow to anger, and the second, who is over all sicknesses and over all wounds of the children of men, is Raphael. And the third, who is over all the powers, is the holy Gabriel. And the fourth, who is over penitence and the hope of those who inherit everlasting life, is Phanuel. And these are the four angels of God, the Most High, and the four voices I heard in those days. Chapter 41. And after this I saw all the secrets of heaven, and the kingdom as it is divided, and how the deeds of men are weighed upon scales. There I saw the dwellings of the chosen, and the dwellings of the holy, and my eyes saw there how all the sinners were cast from there, they who had denied the name of the Lord of the spirits, and they are dragged away. And there is no rest for them because of the punishments which proceed from the Lord of the spirits. And there my eyes saw the secrets of the lightning and of the thunder and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to blow over the earth, and the secrets of the clouds and of the dew. And there I saw also from what place they proceed and from whence they satisfy the dust of the earth. And there I saw the closed repositories, and from them the winds are divided out, and the repository of hail, and the repository of fog, and of the clouds. And his cloud hovers over the earth from the beginning of the world. And I saw the repositories of the sun and of the moon, from whence they came, and to which they returned, and their glorious return, and how one is more glorious than the other, and their fixed course, and how they do not leave their course, and how they add nothing to their course, and take nothing from it, and preserve their fidelity one with the other, remaining steadfast in their oath. And first the sun goes out, and makes his way according to the command of the Lord of the spirits, and strong is his name to all eternity. And after this the hidden and the revealed course of the moon, completing the course of her way in that place by day and by night, one looking at the other before the Lord of the spirits, and they give thanks and praise and do not rest, for their thanksgiving is rest for them. For the shining sun makes many changes for a blessing and for a curse, and for the course of the path of the moon is light to the just, and darkness to the sinners, in the name of the Lord who created a separation between light and darkness, and divided the spirits of men, and strengthened the spirits of the just, in the name of his own judges them all before him. Chapter 42. Wisdom did not find a place where she might live, and a dwelling place was given to her in the heavens. Wisdom came to dwell among the children of men and found no dwelling place. Wisdom returned to her place and took her seat among the angels, and injustice came forth from its repository, whom it did not see. Them it found, and dwelt with them like rain in the desert and like dew in the thirsty land. Chapter 43. And again I saw lightning and the stars of heaven, and I saw how he called them all by their names, and they heard him. And I saw that they were weighed on the scales of justice according to their light, according to the width of their places, and the day of their appearance, and their course. One flash of lightning produces another, and their course according to the number of angels, and their fidelity they preserved among themselves. And I asked the angel who went with me, who showed me what was secret, "What are these?" And he said to me, "The Lord of the spirits has shown thee a picture of them. These are the names of the just who dwell on the earth and believe on the name of the Lord of the spirits to all eternity." Chapter 44. Also, other things I saw in reference to the flashes of lightning, how they arise from the stars and become lightning, and can leave nothing behind with them. Section 8, Chapter 45. And this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the dwelling place of the holy and of the Lord of the spirits. They will not ascend to heaven and will not come on the earth. Such will be the portion of the sinners who deny the name of the Lord of the spirits, who are thus preserved at the day of suffering and sorrow. On that day, the chosen one will sit upon the throne of glory and will choose among their deeds and places without number, and their spirit will become strong in them when they see my chosen one and those who have called upon my holy and glorious name. And on that day, I will cause my chosen one to dwell among them and will transform heaven and make it a blessing and a light eternally. And I will transform the earth and make it a blessing, and will cause my chosen ones to dwell thereon, and those who have committed sins and crimes will not step on it. For I have seen and satisfied with peace my just ones, and have placed them before me. But for the sinners there awaits before me a judgment, that I may destroy them from the face of the earth. Chapter 46. And there I saw one who had a head of days, and his head was white like wool, and with him was a second whose countenance was like the appearance of a man, and his countenance was full of agreeableness, like one of the holy angels. And I asked one of the angels who went with me, and who showed me all the secrets concerning this Son of Man, who he was, and whence he was, and why he goes with the head of days. And he answered and said to me, "This is the Son of Man who has justice, and justice dwells with him. And all the treasures of secrecy he reveals, because the Lord in the spirits has chosen him, and his portion overcomes all things before the Lord in the spirits in rectitude to eternity. And this Son of Man, whom thou hast seen, will arouse the kings and mighty from their couches, and the strong from their thrones, and will loosen the bands of the strong, and will break the teeth of the sinners. He will expel the kings from their thrones and from their kingdom, because they do not exalt him and praise him, and do not acknowledge humbly whence the kingdom was given to them. And he will expel the countenance of the strong, and shame will fill them. Darkness will be their dwelling place, and worms will become their couches, and they will have no hope of rising from their couches, because they do not exalt the name of the Lord of the spirits. And these are they who master the stars of heaven, and raise their hands against gods which they have made with their hands, and they have denied the name of the Lord of the Spirits. And they will be cast out of the houses of his congregations and of the faithful who hang on the name of the Lord of the Spirits. Chapter 47. And in those days the prayer of the just and the blood of the just one ascend from the earth before the Lord of the Spirits. In these days the holy ones who dwell in high heaven will unite in one voice and will petition and pray and praise and thank and bless the name of the Lord of the Spirits on account of the blood of the just which has been spilled and the prayer of the just, that it may not be in vain before the Lord of the Spirits, that judgment may be held over them and they not suffer to eternity. And in those days I saw the head of days as he sat upon the throne of his glory, and the books of the living were opened before him, and his whole host, which is in high heaven and around him, stood before him. And the hearts of the holy ones were filled with joy, because the number of justice was fulfilled, and the prayers of the just had been heard, and the blood of the just one had been demanded before the Lord of the Spirits. Chapter 48. And at that place I saw an inexhaustible fountain of justice, and around it many fountains of wisdom, and all the thirsty drank out of them, and were filled with wisdom. And their dwelling places were with the just and holy and chosen. And at that hour that Son of Man was called near the Lord of the Spirits, and his name before the head of days. And before the sun and the signs were created, before the stars of heaven were made, his name was called before the Lord of the Spirits. He will be a staff to the just and the holy, upon which they will support themselves and not fall. And he will be the light of the nations, and he will be the hope of those who are sick in their hearts. All who live upon the earth will fall down before him and bend the knee to him, and will bless and praise him, and will sing psalms in the name of the Lord of the Spirits. For this purpose he was chosen, and hidden before him the world was created, and he will be before him to eternity. And the wisdom of the Lord of the Spirits has revealed him to the holy and the just, for he preserves the portion of the just, because they have hated and despised this world of injustice, and have hated all its deeds and ways in the name of the Lord of the Spirits. For in his name they will be saved, and he will be the revenger of their lives. And in those days the countenances of the kings of the earth and of the mighty who possess the earth will be bent down on account of the deeds of their hands, for on the day of their terror and trouble their souls will not be saved. And I will put them into the hands of my chosen, like straw in fire and like lead in water. Thus they will burn before the face of the just and sink before the face of the holy, and no trace of them will be found. And on the day of their trouble there will be rest on the earth. Before him they will fail and not rise again, and there will be no one to take them with his hands and lift them up, because they have denied the Lord of the Spirits and his anointed. The name of the Lord of the Spirits be blessed. Chapter 49. For wisdom is poured out like water, and glory does not cease before him to all eternity. For he is powerful in all the secrets of justice and injustice, like a shadow, will end, having no stability, because the chosen one has arisen before the Lord of the Spirits, and his glory is to all eternity, and his power to all generations. In him dwells the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of him who imparts understanding, and the spirit of doctrine and of power, and the spirit of those asleep in justice. And he will judge the secrets, and no one will be able to speak a vain word before him, because he is the chosen one before the Lord of the Spirits, and according to his will. Chapter 50. And in those days there will be a change for the holy and chosen, and the light of the days will dwell over them, and glory and honor will be turned over to the holy. And on the day of trouble evil will gather over the sinners, but the just will overcome through the name of the Lord of the spirits, and he will show it to the others, that they may repent and cease the work of their hands. And they will have no honor before the Lord of the spirits, but in his name they will be saved. And the Lord of the spirits will have mercy on them, for his mercy is great. And he is just in his judgment, and before his glory and in justice will not stand in his judgment. Whosoever will not repent shall be destroyed. Henceforth, I will not have mercy on them, says the Lord of the spirits. Chapter 51. And in those days the earth will return that entrusted to it, and Sheol will return that entrusted to it which it has received, and hell will return what it owes. And he will choose the just and holy from among them, for the day has come that they be saved. And the chosen one in those days will sit upon his throne, and all the secrets of wisdom will proceed from the thoughts of his mouth. For the Lord of the spirits has given it to him, and has honored him. And in those days the mountain will skip like rams, and the hills spring like lambs, satisfied with milk, and they will all be angels in heaven. Their faces will shine in gladness, because the chosen one has arisen in those days. And the earth will rejoice, and the just will live thereon, and the chosen will walk and move thereon. Chapter 52. And after those days, at that place where I had seen all the visions of that which is hidden, for I was taken up by the whirling of the wind and carried toward the west, there my eyes saw the secrets of heaven, all things that will be on the earth, a mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metals, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the angel who went with me, saying, what are those things which I have seen in secret? And he said to me, all these things which thou hast seen are for the power of his anointed, that he may command and be powerful on the earth. Then this angel of peace answered and said to me, wait a little, and thou wilt see, and there will be revealed to thee every secret that the Lord of the spirits has planted. These mountains which thou hast seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, and the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, and the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these will be before the chosen one, like wax in the presence of fire, and like the water which falls down from above on these mountains, and will be weak before his feet. And it will come to pass in those days that no one will save himself, not with gold and not with silver. No one will be able to save himself or to flee. And there will be no iron for war and no clothing for a breastplate. Metal will not aid and zinc will not aid and will not be beaten out and lead will not be desired. And all these things will disappear and be destroyed from the face of the earth when the chosen one shall appear before the face of the Lord and spirits. Chapter 53. And there my eyes saw a deep valley whose mouth was open, and all those who dwell upon the earth and sea and islands will bring him gifts and presents and tokens of submission. But that deep valley will not be filled. And they commit crimes with their hands, and everything they make, they devour criminally, they, the sinners. But they will be destroyed in the presence of the Lord of the spirits, the sinners, and will be chased from off the face of his earth continually to all eternity. For I have seen the angels of punishment going and preparing all the instruments for Satan. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, these instruments, for whom have they been prepared? And he said to me, these are prepared for the kings and the mighty of his earth, that they be destroyed with them. And after this, the just and chosen one will cause the house of his congregation to appear. Henceforth, it will not be hindered in the name of the Lord of the spirits. And these mountains will be in his presence like the earth, and the hills will be like a fountain of water. there my eyes saw how they make instruments for them, iron chains of immense weight. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, saying, these chain instruments, for whom have they been prepared? And he said to me, these have been prepared for the hosts of Azazel to imprison them, put them into the lowest hell, and their jaws will be covered with rough stones. And as the Lord of the spirits has commanded, Michael and Gabriel, Raphael and Phanuel, they will overpower them on that great day, will throw them on that day into the oven of burning fire, that the Lord of the spirits may avenge himself on them on account of their injustice, because they became subject to Satan and have led astray those who dwell on the earth. And in those days the punishment from the Lord of the spirits will come, and all the repositories of water which are above in the heavens, and also the fountains of water which are under the heavens and which are under the earth will be opened, and all the waters will be joined with the waters which are above in the heavens. But the water which is in the high heaven is the masculine, and the water which is beneath on the earth is the feminine. And then will be destroyed all those who dwell on the earth, and those who dwell under the ends of heaven. And through this they know their injustice, which they have done on the earth, and therefore they are destroyed. Chapter 55. And after that the head of days repented and said, in vain have I destroyed all who dwell on the earth. And he swore by his great name, henceforth I will not do thus to all those who dwell on the earth, and I will place a sign in the heavens, and it will be a token of fidelity between me and them to eternity, as long as heaven is above the earth. And then it will be according to my command, when I desire to overpower them by the hand of the angel on the day of trouble and suffering. Before this, my anger and my punishment will remain over them, says the Lord of the spirits. Ye mighty kings who will dwell on the earth, ye shall be about to see my chosen one as he sits on the throne of my glory and judges Azazel and all his associates and all his hosts in the name of the Lord of the spirits. Chapter 56. And I saw the hosts of the angels of punishment walking and holding chains of iron and metal. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, saying, to whom are these going, holding them? And he said to me, each one to his chosen and his beloved, that they be thrown into the deep abyss of the valley. And then that valley will be filled with their chosen and beloved, and the day of their lives will be ended, and the day of their error will, from that time on, not be counted. And in those days, the angels will assemble and turn their heads towards the east, towards the people of Parthia and Media, in order to excite the kings, and that a spirit of disturbance come over them, and disturb them from off their thrones, and they come forth from their resting places like lions, and like hungry wolves amidst their flocks, and they will ascend and step upon the land of their chosen, and the land of his chosen will be before them a threshing floor and a path. But the city of my just will be a hindrance to their horses, and they will take up a battle amongst themselves, and their right will become strong against themselves, and a man will not know his neighbor or his brother, nor the son his father or his mother, until there shall be sufficient bodies by their death and their punishment over them. It will not be in vain. And in those days the mouth of the Sheol will be opened, and they will sink into it, and their destruction, Sheol, will devour the sinners from the presence of the chosen. Chapter 57. And it came to pass after this that I saw again a host of wagons upon which men were riding, and they came upon the wind from the east and from the west to the south. And the noise of their wagons was heard, and as this commotion took place, the holy ones from heaven noticed it and the pillars of the earth were moved from their place, and it was heard from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens in one day. And they will all fall down and bend the knee before the Lord of the spirits. And this is the end of the second section 9. Chapter 58. And I began to speak the third parable concerning the just and concerning the chosen. Blessed are ye, the just and chosen, for your portion is glorious. And the just will be in the light of the sun, and the chosen in the light of everlasting life. And there will be no end to the days of their life, and the days of the holy will be without number. And they will seek the light, and will find justice with the Lord of the spirits. There will be peace to the just with the Lord of the world. And after that, it will be said to the holy that they should seek in heaven the secrets of justice, the portion of faith, for it has risen like the sun on the earth, and darkness has disappeared. And there will be an unceasing light, and in the number of days they will not enter, because darkness will be destroyed first, and the light will be mighty before the Lord of the spirits. And the light of rectitude will be strong in eternity before the Lord of the spirits. Chapter 59. And in those days my eyes saw the secrets of the lightning, and the masses of light, and their judgments. And they flashed for a blessing and for a curse, as the Lord of the spirits desired. And there I saw the secrets of the thunder, and how when it resounds above in the heavens, its sound is heard. And they showed me the dwelling places of the earth, and the thunder, either for peace or a blessing, or for a curse, according to the word of the Lord of the spirits. And after that, all the secrets of the luminaries and of the lightning were shown to me, as they flash for a blessing and for satisfaction. Section 10, Chapter 60. In the year 500, and in the seventh month, on the 14th day of the month of the life of Enoch, in that parable I saw that the heaven of heavens shook tremendously, and the host of the Most High, and the angels, 1,000 times 1,000, and 10,000 times 10,000, were disturbed exceedingly. And then I saw the head of days sitting upon the throne of his glory, and the angels and the just ones stood around him. And a great trembling took hold of me, and fear seized me. My loins were bent and were loosened, and my whole being melted together, and I fell down on my face. And the holy Michael sent another holy angel, one of the holy angels, and he raised me up. And as he raised me, my spirit returned, for I had not been able to endure the sight of this host and of that trembling and shaking of heaven. And the holy Michael said to me, on account of what vision is such trembling? Up to today was the day of his mercy, and he was merciful and slow to anger over those who dwell on the earth. But when the day and the power and the punishments and judgments come, which the Lord of the spirits has prepared for those who bow to the judgment of justice, and for those who deny the judgment of justice, and for those who take his name in vain, that day has been prepared, a covenant for the chosen, and a test for the sinners. And on that day two monsters will be distributed, a female monster named Leviathan, to dwell in the depth of the sea, over the fountains of the waters, but the masculine is named Behemoth, who occupies with his breast a void desert called Dendaean, in the east of the garden, where the chosen and holy will dwell, where my grandfather was taken up, the seventh from Adam, the first of men whom the Lord of the spirits made. And I asked that other angel that he should show me the power of those monsters, how they were separated on one day, one descended into the depths of the sea, and the other to the desert land. And he said to me, Thou son of man, thou desirest to know here that which is a secret. Then the other angel who went with me spoke to me and showed me that which was secret, the first and the last, what is in the heavens on high and in the earth in the deep, and on the ends of the heavens and on the foundations of heaven and in the repositories of the winds, and how the spirits are divided and how weighing is done and how the fountains and the winds are counted according to the power of the spirit and the power of the light of the moon, and that is it the power of justice, and the divisions of the stars according to their names, and how each division is divided, and peals of thunder according to the places where they fall, and all the divisions that are made among the flashes of lightning, that lightning may take place, and their hosts obey. For the thunder has places of rest for the awaiting of its peal, and thunder and lightning are inseparable, and although not one, both go together through the Spirit and are not separated. For when the lightning flashes, the thunder utters its voice, and the Spirit causes a rest during the flash, and divides equally between them, for the treasury of their flashes is like the sand, and each of them in its flash is held with a bridle, and turned back by the power of the Spirit, and is pushed forward according to the number of the directions on the earth. And the spirit of the sea is masculine and strong, and according to the strength power, he draws it back with a bridle, and in like manner it is pushed forward and scattered in all the mountains of the earth. And the spirit of the hoarfrost is his own angel, and the spirit of hail is a good angel, and he has let go the spirit of the snow on account of its strength, and it has a special spirit, and that which ascends from it is like smoke, and its name is frost. And the spirit of the fog is not joined with them in their repositories, but it has a special repository, for its course is in clearness and in light, and in darkness, and in winter, and in summer. And its repository is the light, and it is its angel. And the spirit of the dew has its dwelling place at the ends of the heaven, and is connected with the repositories of the rain, and its course is in winter and in summer, and its clouds and the clouds of the fog are connected, and one gives to the other. And when the spirit of rain moves out of its repository, the angels come and open the repository and lead it out. And when it is scattered over all the earth, and also as often as it is joined to the waters of the earth. For the waters are for those who live on the earth, for they are the nourishment for the earth from the Most High, who is in heaven. Therefore rain has its measure, and angels receive it. All these things I saw towards the garden of the just, and the angel of peace, who was with me, said to me, These two monsters are prepared to be fed according to the greatness of God, that the punishments from God be not in vain, and sons will be killed with their mothers and children with their fathers, when the punishments from the Lord of the spirits shall rest over them, it will rest, so that the punishments from the Lord of the spirits may not come in vain over those, and after that there will be a judgment in his mercy and his patience. Chapter 61. And I saw in those days that long cords were given to those angels, and they took to themselves wings and flew and went towards the north. And I asked the angel, saying, Why have these taken the long cords and have gone away? And he said to me, They went out to measure. And the angel who went with me said to me, These bring the measures of the just and the ropes of the just, that they may support themselves on the name of the Lord and the spirits to all eternity. And the chosen will begin and dwell with the chosen, and these measures will be given to faith and will strengthen the word of justice. And these measures treasures will reveal all the secrets of the depths of the earth, and those who have been destroyed by the desert, and those who have been devoured by the fish of the sea and by the beasts, that they return and support themselves on the day of the Chosen One. For none will be destroyed before the Lord of the Spirits, and none can be destroyed. And then receive the command, all who dwell in the heights of heaven, and one power, and one voice, and one light, like the fire, was given to them. And that one first they blessed and exalted, and glorified with wisdom, and showed themselves wise in speech and in the spirit of life. And the Lord of the Spirits placed his chosen one on the throne of his glory, and he will judge all the deeds of the holy ones in heaven, and will weigh their deeds on scales. And when he shall raise his countenance to judge their paths that are secret by the word of the name of the Lord of the Spirits, and their path in the way of the just judgment of the highest God, then they will all speak with one voice, and bless and praise and exalt and glorify the name of the Lord of the Spirits. And then will cry out all the hosts of the heavens, and all the holy ones above, and the host of God, cherubim and seraphim and ophanim, and all the angels of power, and all the angels of supremacies, and the chosen one, and the other powers on the earth, above the water on that day, and will raise one voice, and will bless, and glorify, and praise, and exalt, in the spirit of faith, and in the spirit of wisdom and of patience, and in the spirit of mercy, and in the spirit of judgment and of peace, and in the spirit of goodness, and all will say with one voice, blessed is he, and blessed be the name of the Lord of the Spirits, in eternity and to eternity. And all who do not sleep in high heavens will bless him. All his holy ones who are in heaven will bless him, and all the chosen who dwell in the garden of life, and every spirit of light who is able to bless and glorify and exalt and say, holy to thy sacred name, and all flesh, which will exceedingly praise and bless thy name to all eternity. For great is the mercy of the Lord of the Spirits, and he is slow to anger, and all his doing and all his power, and as much as he has made, he has revealed to the just and to the chosen in the name of the Lord of the Spirits. Chapter 62. And thus the Lord commanded the kings and the powerful and the exalted and those who dwell on the earth and said, open your eyes and lift up your horns if ye are able to recognize the chosen one. And the Lord of the Spirits sat on the throne of his glory, and the spirit of justice was poured out over him. And the word of his mouth slew all the sinners and all the impious, and they were destroyed before his face. Then will stand up on that day all the kings and the powerful and the exalted, and those who hold the earth, and will see him, and will know that he sits on the throne of his glory, and that the just are judged in justice before him, and that there is no word spoken in vain before him, and pain will come over them, like a woman who is in travail, and to whom the birth is hard, when the son enters the mouth of the mother, and she has pain in giving birth. And one portion of them will look upon the other, and will tremble, and cast down their countenances, and pain will seize them, when they see this son of the woman sitting on the throne of his glory. And the powerful kings, and all who hold the earth, will honor and bless and exalt him who rules over all who is hidden. For formerly the Son of Man was hidden, and the Most High preserved him before his power and has revealed him to the chosen. And the congregation of the holy and the chosen will be stoned, and all the chosen will stand before him on that day, and all the powerful kings and the exalted, and they who rule the earth will fall before him upon their faces, and will worship, and will hope in the Son of Man, and will petition him, and ask him for mercy. and that Lord of the spirits will only press them, that they hasten to leave his presence, and their countenances will be filled with shame, and darkness will be heaped upon their countenances. And the angels of punishment will receive them to take vengeance on them, because they have abused his children and his chosen. And they will be a spectacle for the just and for his chosen. They will rejoice over them, because the wrath of the Lord of the spirits rests upon them, and the sword of the Lord of the spirits is drunk with them. And the just and chosen will be saved on that day, and will henceforth not see the face of the sinners and of the unjust. And the Lord of the spirits will dwell over them, and they will dwell with this Son of Man, and will eat and lie down and rise again with him to all eternity. And the just and the chosen will have risen from the earth, and will have ceased to cast down their faces, and will be clothed with the garments of life. And these will be the garments of life before the Lord of the spirits. And your garments will not become old, and your glory will not decrease before the Lord of the spirits. Chapter 63. And in those days, the powerful kings who hold the earth will petition the angels of punishment to whom they are delivered, that they should give them a little rest, so that they could fall down and worship before the Lord of the spirits, and could acknowledge their sins before him. And they will bless and glorify the Lord of the spirits, and will say, Blessed is the Lord of the spirits, and the Lord of kings, and the Lord of the powerful, and the Lord of the rulers, and the Lord of glory, and the Lord of wisdom, and every secret is clear. And thy power is to all generations, and thy glory to all eternity. Deep are thy secret, all and without number, and thy justice without reckoning. Now we know that we should praise and bless the Lord of kings, and him who rules over all the kings. And they will say, Who will give us rest, that we might praise and thank and bless him, and be believers before his glory? And now we long for a little rest, and do not find it. We are driven away, and do not receive it. The light has ceased before us, and darkness is our dwelling place to all eternity. For before him we have not believed, and have not honored the name of the Lord of the kings. And we have not praised the Lord in all his doing, and our hope was in the scepter of our kingdom and in our glory. And in the day of our trial and our trouble, he did not save us, and we do not find rest to believe that our Lord is faithful in all his deeds, and in all his judgments, and in his justice, and that his judgment does not respect persons. And we shall disappear before his face on account of our deeds, and all our sins are counted in justice. Now they will say to them, Our souls are satisfied with unjust goods, but it does not prevent our going to the flames of the pain of hell. And after that, their countenances will be filled with darkness and shame before that Son of Man, and they will be expelled from his presence, and a sword will dwell in their midst before his countenance. And thus said the Lord of the Spirits, This is the ordinance and judgment of the mighty and the kings and the exalted and those who hold the earth before the Lord of the Spirits. Chapter 64. And I saw other faces in that place in secret. I heard the voice of the angels saying, These are the angels who descended from heaven upon the earth, and have revealed to the children of men that which was secret, and have led astray the sons of men, that they committed sin. Section 11. Chapter 65. And in those days Noah saw the earth, that it was curved, and that its destruction was near. And he lifted up his feet from there, and went to the ends of the earth, and called to his grandfather Enoch. And Noah said with a bitter voice, Hear me, hear me, hear me, three times. And he said to him, Tell me, what is it that has been done on the earth, that the earth is so tired out and shaken? May I not be destroyed with it? And after this time, there was a great trembling on the earth, and a voice was heard from heaven, and I fell on my face. And Enoch, my grandfather, came and stood by me and said to me, Why dost thou so bitterly and lamentingly cry to me? A command has come from before the presence of the Lord over all those who dwell on earth, that their end is at hand, because they know all the secrets of the angels, and all the violence of the Satans, and all the powers of secrecy, and all the powers of those who practice sorcery, and the powers of fascination, and the powers of those who make metal images of the whole earth, and also how silver is produced from the dust of the earth, and how soft metal originates on the earth. For lead and zinc are not produced like the former. A fountain it is which produces them, and an angel who stands in it, and that angel is excellent. And after that, my grandfather Enoch took hold of me with his hand, and raised me up, and said to me, Go, for I have asked the Lord of the spirits concerning this shaking of the earth. And he said to me, On account of their injustice, their judgment is completed, and will not be counted before me concerning the mouths which they have searched out, and through which they have learned that the earth will be destroyed, and those who live thereon. And for them there will be no place of refuge to eternity, because they have showed them that which was secret, and they will be judged. But not thou, my son. The Lord of the spirits knows that thou art clean and free of this blame concerning the secrets. And he has strengthened thy name among the holy, and will preserve thee from those who dwell on the earth, and will strengthen thy seed in justice for kings and great honors. And from thy seed will proceed the fountain of the just and the holy without number to eternity. Chapter 66. And after that he showed me the angels of punishment, who are prepared to come in order to open all the powers of the water which is under the earth, that it may be a judgment and destruction over all those who live and dwell on the earth. And the Lord of spirits commanded the angels who went forth that they should not lift up their hands, but should wait, for these angels are over the power of the waters. And I went away from the presence of Enoch. Chapter 67. And in those days the voice of God was with me, and he said to me, Noah, behold, thy portion has ascended to me, a portion without blame, a portion of love and of rectitude. And now the angels are making a wooden building, and when they are gone to that work, I will lift up my hands upon it and will preserve it. And out of it will be the seed of life, and a change will come so that the earth does not remain empty. And I will strengthen thy seed before me to all eternity, and will scatter those who dwell with thee over the face of the earth. And it will be blessed and increased over the earth in the name of the Lord. And they will enclose those angels who have showed injustice in that flaming valley which my grandfather Enoch showed to me before, in the west, in the mountains of gold and of silver and of iron and of soft metal and of zinc. And I saw that valley in which there was a great shaking and a shaking of the waters. And as this took place, there was produced from that flaming, glowing metal, and out of the shaking that shook them at that place, an odor of sulfur. And it united with those waters, and that valley of the angels who has led astray burned under that earth. And through the valley of that earth come rivers of fire, where those angels who have led astray those who dwell on the earth are condemned. And those waters will be in those days for the kings and the powerful and exalted, and those who dwell on the earth, a medicine of the soul and of the body, but for a judgment of the spirit, because their spirits are full of lust, that they be punished in their bodies, because they have denied the Lord of the spirits, and see their judgments daily. and still believe not in his name. And as the burning of their bodies increases, there will be a change in their spirit to all eternity. For no one will speak a vain word before the Lord of the spirits. For the judgment comes over them, because they believe in the lust of their flesh and deny the spirit of the Lord. And those waters themselves in those days suffer a change. For when those angels shall be condemned on those days, the heat of those fountains of the waters changes. And when the angels ascend, this water of the fountains changes and becomes cold. And I heard the holy Michael answering and saying, this judgment wherewith the angels are condemned is a testimony for the kings and the powerful and for those who hold the earth. For these waters of judgment are a healing of the angels and a death to their bodies. But they will not see and will not believe that those waters change and will become a fire which burns to eternity. Chapter 68. And after that, my grandfather Enoch gave me the signs of all the secrets in a book and the parables which had been given to him, and he compiled them for me in the words of the book of the parables. And on that day the holy Michael answered, saying to Uphael, the power of the spirit forces me and angers me, and on account of the severity of the judgment of the secrets, the judgment over the angels, who can endure the severity of the judgment which has passed and remains, and before which they melt away? And the holy Michael answered again and said to Uphael, who is he whose heart is not softened concerning it, and whose reins are not shaken by this word? A judgment has come over them from those whom they have thus led out. And it came to pass, as he stood before the Lord of the spirits, the holy Michael spoke to Uphael, and I will not be for them under the eye of the Lord. For the Lord of the spirits is angered at them, because they act as if they were like gods. Therefore judgment, which is hidden, comes over them to all eternity. Therefore neither angel nor man will receive this portion, but they alone will receive their judgment to all eternity. Chapter 69. And after this judgment, they will terrify and anger them, because they have showed this to those who dwell on the earth. And behold, the names of those angels, and these are their names. The first of them is Semyazel, the second, Aristokephah, the third, Armen, the fourth, Tachabael, the fifth, Turel, the sixth, Rumhal, the seventh, Danel, the eighth, Nukael, the ninth, Barakel, the tenth, Azazel, the 11th, Armers, the 12th, Bartajal, the 13th, Bazazael, the 14th, Ananel, the 15th, Terjal, the 16th, the Mepizio, the 17th, Jitarel, the 18th, Tumael, the 19th, Terel, the 20th, Rumael, the 21st, Isesiel. And these are the heads of the angels and the names of their chiefs over 100, and the chiefs over 50, and the chiefs over 10. The name of the first, Yakun. He is the one who has led astray all the children of the holy angels, and has led them down on the earth, and has led them astray through the daughters of men. And the second is called Asbael, and he is the one who has taught the children of the holy angels the wicked device, and has led them astray to destroy their bodies with the daughters of men. And the third is called Gadrael. He is the one who has taught the children of men all the blows of death, and led astray Eve, and showed to the children of men the instruments of death, the coat of mail, and the shield, and the sword for battle, and all the instruments of death to the sons of men. And from his hand they have come over those who dwell on the earth, from that time to eternity. and the fourth is called Enemu. He has taught the sons of men the bitter and the sweet, and taught them all the secrets of their wisdom. He taught men writing with ink and paper, and thereby many sinned from eternity and to eternity up to this day. For men were not born to the purpose that they should thus strengthen their fidelity with a pen and with ink. For man was not created otherwise than the angels, that they should remain just and pure, and death, which destroys all things, would not have touched them. But through this their knowledge they are destroyed, and through this power it devours me. And the fifth is named Kazdeha. He has taught the sons of men all the wicked beatings of the spirits and the demons, the beatings of the birth in the womb, that it fall, and the beatings of the soul, the bites of the serpent, and the beatings which take place at noon, the son of the serpent whose name is Tabat. And this is the number of Kesbael, who showed the head of the oath to the holy ones, when he dwelt high in glory, and his name is Michal. And this one said to the holy Michael that he should show them the secret name, that they might see that secret name, and that they might mention this name of the oath, and they may tremble before that name and the oath, those that showed to the children of men all that is secret. And this is the power of that oath, for it is powerful and strong, and he placed this oath, Akay, into the hands of the holy Michael. And these are the secrets of this oath, and they were strengthened by his oath, and heaven was suspended before the earth was made, and to eternity. And by it the earth was founded on the water, and from the secret places of the mountains come beautiful waters for the living, from the creation of the world to eternity. And by that oath the sea was created, and as its foundations he placed for it sand for the time of rage, and it dare not pass over from the creation of the world and to eternity. And by that oath the depths were strengthened and stamped and do not move from their places from eternity and to eternity. And by that oath the sun and the moon complete their course and depart not from their commands from eternity and to eternity. And by that oath the stars complete their courses, and he calls their names, and they answer him from eternity and to eternity. And also the spirits of the water and of the winds, and of all the zephyrs and their paths, according to all the unions of the spirits, and in it are preserved the repositories of the voice of thunder and of the light of the lightning, and there are preserved the repositories of hail and of the hoarfrost, and the repositories of the fog, and the repositories of the rain and of the dew. And all these believe in and render ranks before the Lord of the spirits, and praise him with all their power, and their food is all thanksgiving, and they thank and praise and exalt in the name of the Lord of the spirits to all eternity. And over them this oath is strong, and they are preserved by it, and their paths are preserved, and the courses are not destroyed. And there was great joy among them, and they blessed and honored and exalted, because the name of the Son of Man had been revealed unto them. And he sat upon the throne of his glory, and the sun of the judgment was given to him, the Son of Man, and he causes to disappear and to be destroyed the sinners from the face of the earth, and also those who have led astray the earth. They shall be bound with chains and shall be imprisoned in the assembling place of destruction, and all their work shall disappear from the face of the earth. And from that time on, there will be nothing that will be destroyed, for he, the Son of Man, has appeared and sits on the throne of his glory. And all wickedness will disappear before his face and depart. But the word of that Son of Man will be strong before the Lord of the spirits. This is the third parable of Enoch.
Without the ones like you working tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. No matter how matter your industry, Granger's here for you with professional grade supplies. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Section 12, Chapter 70. And it came to pass after this that his name was elevated during his lifetime.
When his mother lay down on her back and he plunged the knife in her chest and cut off the heart. It was a late black institution, and I hope that you forgive me for the term black because many of us have passed that stage. But nevertheless, I said black because I think that if Jesus was here celebrating, he would actually have to say the same thing. Unless we do not know where Jesus came from. I was reading a book and I wanted to know, what should I tell these people when I come? And I noticed that the vast majority of the people here are women. And I noticed that the pastor must be very busy because everybody here is Mrs. Somebody. I was trying to figure which one I'm going to take home, but I can't take home any. But then it says, don't mess with the sheep until you check with the shepherd. I came to celebrate with you your second 32nd celebration. I came to celebrate with you even the first celebration. The first celebration of the person who later at Calvary became the deity of your religion. I came to celebrate because when I was looking in the book today, there was a song that came by my mind and it shocked me. It says, make me whiter than snow, Lord. I wonder how could that be, looking as I do. And then I looked in the picture and said, I want some pictures to show the people what I mean. And so I got all the picture Bibles, and I couldn't find much looking at me, not even an angel. And I said, well, wait now, I better speak to my people about a little few things. It seems it says somewhere in the book, he has hair like lamb's wool. Yeah. Oh, I know you don't know what I'm talking about. That's why you're here. And then I read the book again, and it said his mother brought him into Africa. Africa. It says Egypt, but the last time I saw Egypt, it was still in Africa. Because Herod was about to kill him. Then I said, let me go back further and deal with this thing that you're here to celebrate. Then I came to the point where it says the Ten Commandments by an African named Moses. His religion is being Jewish. Somebody said to me, what do you mean an African named Moses? There was only one Moses, the black Moses, Isaac Hayes. And I said, I am speaking about the only kind of Moses mentioned in the book of Exodus, an African born in the city of Goshen. So I said, it's easy for me. I'm coming, actually, to a homecoming celebration. Now, I'm not going to mess with theology. I'm not going to mess with that. And a man here does that very well. And like it says, when you go to cook the daughter, don't mess with the mama.